Resistance can be divided into types by the nature of the mandibular movements. Centrist resistance is dominated by the centrist crunchist movements, and eccentric resistance by eccentric gradient movements. These studies find eccentric resistance mainly involve the temporalis anteriors on the walking side and the masseter's muscles on the not walking side, with temporalis anteriors predominating. And the patients show enhanced contraction of the non-functional lateral muscles. Centrist resistance mainly involve the temporalis anteriors and the masseter's muscle bilaterally, of which the masseter's muscle was predominant. And the patients show reduced masseter muscle contraction efficiency and driving cycle efficiency.